All right. We need the fans to come out early this week. Be loud and rowdy. Make this the loudest stadium that the Vikings have ever played in. And help us get a win on Sunday. So, questions.
Like, how did the extra time off go? What kind of things did you kind of look at as you get prepared to start?
You know, we spent a lot of time on the three different teams, the possibilities that we might play. a little bit on some of the self-scout stuff, but, you know, it was mostly getting back to fundamentals with the team, doing some of those things. And then, you know, we would study you know, the three different teams. So it, you know, it took a lot of time.
Is there much from the week one game still relevant in your preparation for the Saints?
Yeah, I mean, they've all changed. We've changed, but you know, there's the base things on both sides of on both teams are still the same.
Like, I think they had eight.
Changed the most for the Saints since week one. Emergence of Kamara, the
I don't know. You'd have to ask Sean. I don't know.
I think they had eight new starters or something like that on defense in week one. How have they evolved defensively in that time?
Well, they're playing a lot better now. You know, they've got 20 interceptions and 42 sacks, and I think that's their, you know, their mantra is they want to create havoc for the offense, and you know, they've got good players, but you know.
What stands out to you about a Sean Payton offense?
Well, they're always good. You know, I think they're, you know, he's always been one of the tops in the league in first down offense. First downs, he's always, this year he's second. You know, they've always been explosive, take their shots, do a good job in the screen game. You know, and he's got a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's had that for a while.
Does that wild card win kind of sum up everything that Breeze has been able to do, even as he's approaching 39, you know, in the pocket, out of pocket, that 80-yard touchdown pass early in the game?
Yeah, I don't know. Drew Breeze has played pretty good for a long time. You know, he's won a Super Bowl. He's been MVP. You know, he's thrown for millions of yards. So I think all those things kind of sum up what he does.
Have you seen them use Kamara differently as the season has progressed?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, they use him a little bit more and spread him out of the backfield a little bit more. They use him on as a receiver some, catches the ball some on the screens. But, you know, he's in the backfield as well, too. I mean, you know, he played against this, you know, the first game, but I guess they're using his ability a little bit more now.
What are the challenges that Cameron Jordan presents? I know he got sacked against two guys in the first game.
Well, he's a good player. He's one of the best defensive players in the league. Tough matchup. You know, he's as good a defensive end as there is in the league.
Unique in some regards. I mean, he has like 12 pass deflections. He has like 13 sacks. I mean, does he do anything differently than maybe some other good passers?
No, I just think he's got an instinct to, you know, get his hands up on time. You know, the one game against Detroit, they intercepted. I don't know if it was him, but he knocked down some balls that they intercepted. But, yeah, he's just, you know, he's just a heck of an athlete that has an opportunity to, you know, can rush the passer, but also I think he's got great vision with the ball, with the quarterback.
He moves around quite a bit. I mean,
yeah. Well, yeah, and they all do. I mean, they've got a lot of different looks and variations of what they do defensively.
Has the message changed to your team with the win-or-go-home scenario? There's no safety net. If you lose, you don't come back next week and try to fix things.
I think they know that. You know, I mean, we had a quick little practice today, and I didn't talk to him too much about any of those stuff. I'll talk to him more Wednesday about, you know, things we have to do to win and you know, where we're at and what we need to do. But, you know, I think they understand the magnitude of, you know, where we're at in the playoffs. And, you know, New Orleans is a heck of a football team. But, you know, I really think, you know, being able to play at U.S. Bank Stadium with our fans and the crowd noise and, you know, Breeze trying to change the protections and the audibles he makes at the line of scrimmage, I think that will play well into our hands.
You have to do a little more with your defense and communication because there's a negative impact that that noise could have on them too.
Yeah, well, we've been practicing with noise all year long, allowed, you know, a lot of noise. I may crank it up a little bit higher this week, but and we haven't seemed to have much problem with it.
Like given the restrictions and on contact and things in practice and training camp, how do you, what's the key for your guys to be as good a tacklers as they are?
Well, you know, the number one thing is always having good players. I mean, that's, but it's trying to get them in the best position possible. I think the other thing is we're knowing where your help is. If you're going to, if you're going to miss, you want to miss on the correct side so the next guy is there. And, you know, that's what we try to do, get them in the best position and work on knowing where your help is. And taking your shot, you know, sometimes you got to take your shot. You know, you can't come up there and just dance with the guy. You got to go take your shot.
Mike, there's so many quarterbacks who have ups and downs for different years for them, but it seems like Breeze just year after year is consistently at the top of the league in every category. What do you think allows him to be that consistent from year to year, game to game?
Well, number one, I think they've got a great scheme. So they do a great job with their scheme. And number two, you know, I don't know him very well. You know, Adam was with him down there in New Orleans, and, you know, he says he's one of the most competitive guys there is. And, you know, he'll compete at anything. And I think, you know, that's kind of what drives him, you know, the way he works, the way he studies. Now, obviously, he's got, you know, the talent and ability to do it. But, you know, the intangible things are really what I think what makes Drew Brees him.
Obviously, you can see plays on film. But what
well, it's been a long time since he's been down there. So, you know, same thing. You know, I used to practice against him every day, too. So, you know, you see some of the same concepts. You see some of the same things. And then it's variations. But you don't know when they're going to call the plays. And Sean's a very good play caller. He calls them, you know, could be second and one. He's calling a bomb. Or it could be, you know, third and eight, and he's calling a run. So, you know, just that's just the way it is with this team and the way that you have to prepare for everything.
Is he as much of a risk taker as a head coach and kind of just trying to catch everybody off guard with certain plays and onside kick and all that sort of thing?
Well, yeah, he's a gambler, yeah. I mean, that's his mentality. No, you just got to be ready for fourth downs. And, you know, you know, there's a team across the river over there that does a lot of the same stuff.
Mike, the defense obviously is playing really well going into the playoffs. Did you feel like the offense was clicking kind of on all cylinders the way you wanted to as the season closed, or were there some things that you wanted?
Well, I think we were efficient offensively in the last three games. I don't think we were exactly explosive, you know, so hopefully we can be a little bit more explosive. You know, maybe one of those kind of games. But, you know, I think for the most part we did a decent job in third downs. We ran the ball efficiently. You know, we had high percentage in completions. But, you know, you want to get some big plays in there, and we really didn't generate big plays, I guess, it was the last three games. And we played good defenses too.
What's your level of confidence in Forbeth if you need to make a last-second kick?
Good. Yeah. We got the crystal ball on our side.
You guys obviously had Zach Lyon last year. He's doing okay for the Saints. Got a touchdown yesterday. What
first touchdown he's had.
What kind of led to you guys kind of moving on from him?
Well, he had a hip surgery that he wasn't able to go with, and he wasn't going to be ready for till training camp, and so we moved on.
You're talking about the fans a little bit, but you kind of play into the fact that the 2009 NFC title game is such a thorn in the side of the fans here. Does that kind of play into it at all?
No, I was actually at the game, but I didn't. I mean, we don't think about 2009. We don't think about anything but 2017, now 18.
Mike, do you know how you're going to handle the backup quarterback for this game already? Or does it depend on where Bradford is?
I think I know, yeah. You'll have to wait till Sunday.
Is there still more that you want to see from Sam going into this week to determine whether, you know, you'll be moving him to the 53-man roster? Or is that, where do you guys feel like you're at with that after the last week of his return?
Well, he had 2 days of practice, and he got about one-third of the reps, so we'll just take our time and see how it goes.
Time for two more.
Jeez, about time. Today's Monday. We could get this over with a lot quicker.
Mike, you were at the 09?
Yeah.
Just as a fan? Or?
Yeah, well, my son was coaching in the game, so I was sitting in the stands. I don't know. I was just sitting there observing. I wasn't really rooting for anybody or anything like that. No, I had some, what are those? Hurricanes. See ya.